This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now to Baghdad's Sidiya district. It sits on a Sunni-Shiite fault line along the city's southern edge, and it's long been one of Baghdad's most violent areas. The fight between Shiite and Sunni extremists forced many locals to flee. 150,000 people once called Sidiya home. Today, there are fewer than 50,000. As part of the U.S. troop surge, a company of 170 American soldiers moved in. Sidiya is quieter now, but as NPR's Anne Garrels reports, it's a fragile, uneasy calm, and one the Iraqi government has done little to encourage.
Make sure you watch around the alleyways and the other areas, because we got Tajari Road, so you just got to watch these alleyways and everything for me, because I can't see the bad guys.
In his small patch of Baghdad, Captain Ben Fielding credits U.S.-sponsored local Sunni volunteers, now known as the Sons of Iraq, with taking on al-Qaeda. And he says the district's new Iraqi army commander, Colonel Jaber, is even-handed, and a vast improvement over his predecessors who ran Shiite death squads. Colonel Jaber is also a Shiite, but he calls the leader of the Sunni volunteer force an invaluable asset.
I wish that he's one of my leaders.
Yeah.
Are you going to record this? If you're going to record this, probably you're going to get me detained.
Jaber's not entirely joking. His superiors in the Shiite-led government do not agree with his support for the Sunni volunteers. According to Captain Fielding, the government has repeatedly undermined them, as well as local efforts at reconciliation.
The government tried to get rid of them all, and they hired their own.
The government is paying for its own competing Sons of Iraq force, manned by Shiites from outside Sidiya. Fielding arrested one government hire for detonating a roadside bomb which severely injured two of his soldiers. Fielding asked why overwhelmingly Sunni Sidiya needs more Shiite forces when it already has predominantly Shiite army and police here.
You know, it has created animosity between both sets.
His efforts to balance the sectarian divide and get the Sunni Sons of Iraq incorporated into a proposed local police force have gone nowhere.
At least 428 names that we received back were none of the ones we recruited through our recruiting process, and they were all Shia.
To keep the lid on Sidiya, U.S. forces have walled in the entire area. There are only two access points. Al-Qaeda is no longer a major problem here, but Fielding says Shiite militias can still threaten the tenuous peace.
You know, the Iraqi army, in a lot of cases, their leadership is very neutral, but the soldiers are more Shia soldiers from Mathana, so sometimes that creates a problem where they let in some extremists.
A recent street festival to promote reconciliation here was tense. Sunni officials sat on one side, Shiites on the other. There were more bodyguards than there were guests. Fearing violence, few residents turned up. A roadside bomb in a nearby side street was found by the Sunni volunteers, luckily before it could explode. For all the talk of reconciliation, including a much-publicized return of families who fled, Captain Fielding says no more than 200 have actually moved back in recent months. And once again, he says the government has undermined the process. The local support council, brokered by the Americans and split equally between Sunnis and Shiites, vetted all those wishing to return. But at the last minute, the government tried to introduce more than 100 Shiite families who weren't from the area.
We couldn't verify 104 of those names. 104 of those names essentially had not come from Sidiya. We told them that that would probably set off, you know, some violence if you did that, and they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
In Sidiya's Sunni neighborhoods, Fielding's Humvee struggles through a vast lake of raw sewage. Despite repeated requests, no government workers have been sent here. But municipal workers are busy elsewhere. In what had been a Sunni area, they're now building a housing complex for officials from the government.
That's why, you know, that's why I wanted to show you that they can put in and they can build this.
As his voice drops off, Fielding's frustration is clear. He sees this as another example of the government undercutting his efforts to build trust. He feels like he's fighting a rearguard action to change the demographics in this strategically positioned community. Anne Garrels, NPR News.